We are learning with Sechas Pesachim Daf Lama Vavam and Beis, and we are beginning five lines from the bottom. Lama Vavam and Aleph. Tana Rabbanim. Yochol Yoytze Adam Dechavasu Bevekurim. Until now, we talked about Ma'aseh Sheni, and we said Tzvachloikas Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yosef Glili, and Rabbi Kiva to give Yoytze Ma'aseh Sheni. Now the Gemara clarifies about Bevekurim. Are you allowed to be Yoytze the mitzvah matzah of Bevekurim? Bevekurim is something that goes to the Kahanim, and they have to also eat that in the Yerushalayim. So are you allowed to use Bikurim for matzahs? Tamalema b'chom v'yishu seichem toichlu matzahs matzah nechalas b'chom v'yishu seichem yotzu Bikurim she'en echalim b'chom v'yishu seichem ele b'rishalayim. There is a glili. It's a drash like this. It says in the pasuk that b'chom v'yishu seichem, talking about matzahs, it says kol mach metzahs l'shechel b'chom v'yishu seichem l'chechel matzahs. You eat matzahs b'chom v'yishu seichem. Dafka eating b'chol ma'aseh seichem, since Bikurim has to be nafka in Yerushalayim, therefore Bikurim cannot be used for matzahs. That's what Rabbi Yosef Glili says. Rabbi Kiva Omer, no, I hold a different drasha why you cannot use Bikurim. You know why? Because matzah umar, it says in the pasuk al matzahs umarerim v'yechluhu, is a hekesh, matzah umar. Ma marer is like marer she'en Bikurim, you don't bring for the minimum marer, you don't bring Bikurim. Bikurim is only from the shivas haminim. So my marash in the bekurim, my matzah in the bekurim. Matzah also is not from bekurim, and therefore it's a different drash. Not b'chol ma'aseh seichem. The reason you can't use matzah from bekurim is because not like marah. You can't use it for marah. Afraid to gemari. My marash aim in the bekurim. I matzah in the bekurim. Maybe just say hekesh tomorrow this way. Just like marah is not bekurim, so matzah can't be bekurim. Say like this: marah doesn't have a mim bekurim, so maybe you can't make matzah from something that's a mim bekurim. What are we going to take out? The most important things of matzah. Oitzi chidim v'sarim. You can't use chit v'sarim for matzah, maybe. Maybe only make spelt matzahs and rye matzahs and oat matzahs. No chit v'sarim, because it's not like marah. Marah has nothing to do with bikurim, and these two things can bring bikurim from it. Oitzi chit v'sarim should bring bikurim. Tambalaya matzah is matzah's riba. So Rekiva says, no, you have matzah's matzah's riba on that. Break the marah, matzah's matzah's riba, fill bikurim nami. Also, then be marah bikurim. So, where is your right? And Rekiva is chayz from the whole hekesh tomorrow. How the bear Rabbi Kiva, Netanya, we'll bring a raya that Rabbi Kiva agrees to the drasha of v'chol moish v'yisechem of Rabbi Yosef Glili. It's also going to tell us, if anyone was thinking this question, that why b'maaseh sheni we look for a new drasha of lechem oini, why are we saying also v'chol moish v'yisechem? That will help us out also next tomorrow. We're going to prove Rabbi Kiva is chayzer. Yochol, Netanya, Yochol od mi'etzeich v'asav v'kurim, you would say maybe a person yoytze mitzvah matzah v'kurim, tamalem v'chol moish v'yisechem toichlu matzah is. Matzah nechelas b'chol moishavos. This is drasha Rav Kurum we just had from basically. We're going to prove this is Rabbi Kiva talking. It says b'chol moishavos tochel matzahs. Matzah nechelas b'chol moishavos. Matzah have to be able to be eaten in every place you are. Yotzu b'kurim she'enon nechelas b'chol moishavos. That comes to exclude b'kurim that's not eaten in every place. Elav Yerushalayim, Elav Yerushalayim. Yochol shani moitzeach ma'aseh sheni. Maybe you're going to tell me that you're going to exclude ma'aseh sheni because not eaten b'chol moishavos. Tamaleya matzah is riba. That teaches us that matzah is marba ma'aseh sheni. So the Gemara is a proof from this line that this is Rabbi Kiva talking, because Rabbi Kiva is the one who holds that matzah is riba ma'aseh sheni. Rabbi basically the holds ma'aseh sheni. You can't use matzah for that because lechem oini aninus. So akapanim, you see from here that the chol moish v'yisechem is excluding bikurim, but still matzah is riba is marba ma'aseh sheni. For the Gemara ma'arayis, the rabbi is ma'aseh sheni loitz bikurim. Why? How do you know matzis mean mar matzis sheni and v'chol moish v'yisechem coming to exclude bikurim? How do you know to say that? The Gemara explains because it's possible for matzis sheni to be eaten out of Yerushalayim. How is that? Mar bani matzis sheni is just like het of v'chol moish shavos. It's a way to eat a v'chol moish shavos. How is that? Rav Elazar or Rav Eliezer? Matzis ani bikurim shein lahem het of v'chol moish shavos, but bikurim can never be eaten out of Yerushalayim. What's the Rav Eliezer? Don't Rav Eliezer. Menayel ma'aseh sheni shnitma. How do you know if ma'aseh sheni became tamei in Yerushalayim? So now it can't be eaten anymore, because ma'aseh sheni that's tamei can't be eaten. So you want to redeem it onto money and then eat the ma'aseh sheni out of Yerushalayim. Now that's the ma'aseh sheni. At the end of the day, b'kitza make it ois ma'aseh sheni. So how do you know you're allowed to do that? Now, pasuk should learn the pidyon of ma'aseh sheni can only be done out of Yerushalayim until you bring it to Yerushalayim. Once you bring it to Yerushalayim, it's something called kolto mechitzas. Once you bring it to Yerushalayim, you can't be paid anymore. Rav Eliezer b'chash to us that if it comes tamei, you can be paid it. Menayel ma'aseh sheni shnit mash paid noisa fil Yerushalayim tamaloi mar. It says in the pasuk about pidyon ki loy suchal se'esei. Pasuk pshat means you can't carry; it's too heavy to carry. But he darshin se'es loshen achila. This is talking about in Parashas Vayigash, where it says that he gave them presents, and it says he gave them, just told me maybe in Parashas Miketz, but he said Masas Vayispanov, and it says, Tar Masas Vayom, Masas Kulam Chamesh Yodis, gave him extra presents in Parashas Miketz. So he said, Lashon Masas means food. Man Sham Alei Dama Maitesh, okay, Akan. So he learns that you can be Poida. Maisa Shayna became Tommy. Therefore, it's possible even Maisa Shayna came to Yerushalayim, you let it eat it b'chol mishvaseichem. And therefore, that's how he knows. Yeah, but once it got into the mechitzas, they had din Maisa Shayna already. It was more than Maisa Shayna. The cult of mechitzas, that's what's very chiddush. And yeah, but still, I guess once it goes to the cult of mechitzas, it has din Maisa Shayna forever, because cult of mechitzas, and therefore, touch as much as it's the rice, the rabbanon, but this drasha of din cult of mechitzas back upon him, it has a shaykhas, the Maisa Shayna. And still you can eat it out of, and Bikurim, you can't do that. There's no way to do that. You can tell me you can pay before you get there. Before you get there, I'm saying the Ma'aseh Sheni. Once it goes to the Mechitza, it says, then with the Ma'aseh Sheni, and still you can pay it. Yeah, it's a good question. But bothering me also, I think that's the Mahalach. That once it gets to Yerushalayim, it gets the Ma'aseh Sheni forever. Akapanim, what do you see in this Braisa? That if someone, there's a Maniyama holds, Ma'aseh Sheni can be used for Matzah, and not Bikurim. And still to use the Drosha B'chol Ma'aseh Sheichem. Who is that Maniyama? Man Sham Alei Doma Ma'aseh Sheni Nafik Bei can't be Reis Aglili, it has to be Rav Akiva. V'kumai Alei Bikurim V'chol Ma'aseh Seichem, and he's stolen Ma'aseh Bikurim V'chol Ma'aseh Seichem. Shema Amino, you see him here, Hadabei, that he was Chayzer. He was Chayzer from the Drasha of Matzah Umar. Frey the Gemara of Rav Yisrael Aglili, Tepik Lei, why does he have to have a Drasha of V'chol Ma'aseh Seichem for Bikurim? Rav Yisrael Aglili had a Drasha by Ma'aseh Sheni of Lechem Oini. That anything cannot be eaten by aninos is not good for matzah. But kurim also can be eaten by aninos. Frey the Gemara, Rabbi Segli, Tepli Melechem Oini, Misha Oichel, Nechal Ba Oini, Yotzeh Shein Nechal B'Simcha. Why we learn that from the pasuk of Melechem Oini that says that anything by aninos it has to be able to be eaten by aninos, and Bekurim can be eaten by aninos. And for the Gemara, so of like Rav Shimon, we hold like Rav Shimon holds that a Bekurim could be eaten by aninos. The time of the Rabbi saw Bekurim asur loinen. One first man says that Bikurim is also Oinen. Rav Shimon Mater. Rav Shimon holds it's Mutter to Oinen. My time with the Rabbanon. What's from the Rabbanon holds Bikurim is also Oinen? The Chsiv. The Pasuk says, Loi Suchal Lecho B'Sherecha Maitse Degoncha V'Sherecha 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 And Trumas Yodecha Elu Bikurim. Omar, Trumas Yodecha Elu Bikurim. Because it says by Bikurim, Loshen Yad, V'Lokach HaKoyin HaTenem Yodecha. So we know, Trumas Yodecha Elu Bikurim. And in the same pasuk, it says ma'asar degoncha. So we have a hekish bikurim to ma'aser. The iskish bikurim to ma'aser. Ma ma'aser asal oinin. Not bikurim asal oinin. That's pshat on Tanakam. Why is Rav Shimon hold bikurim is mutat to oinin? Rav Shimon teruma karinu rachmana. The Torah calls it truma asyadecha. Bikurim is called truma. Ketruma ma truma teres lo oinin. Truma is mutat to oinin because it says an extra pasuk makol zar that teaches us zaras and marti lechav la'aninus. Gemara in Masechtas Yevamos. Bikurim mutter loinen, so Bikurim is also mutter le oinen. So akapanim, what we're saying is like this: that we basically the question was typically on Bikurim that you can't eat it because of lechem oini saninus, and that the Gemara answers no. We're going to go to Rav Shimon holds it's mutter taka ba aninus. You're allowed to eat the Bikurim ba aninus because he holds that the it's called truma. So just like truma is mutter oinen, Bikurim is also mutter oinen also. Right, the Gemara of Rav Shimon, Nihi, the Hekesh Leslei, good, he doesn't hold of the Hekesh, and he holds that Truma is, says this is different because it's like Truma. But he says, Simcha mi, Ksiv, Ksiv, it says Simcha by the Pasuk of the Kurim alone, the Ksiv, V'samach the V'chal HaToy. So that alone should come to exclude that you can't, that person can't eat it while he's an Oinin. An Oinin is a person whose a relative dies that day. For Kvura, he's called Oinin, he shouldn't be able to eat it that day. So the Gemara, Ahu, Lazman, Simchu Da'asa. That pasuk is teaching us that you bring Bikurim in the Zman of Simcha, the Tanan, learn to the Mishnah. When is the time to bring Bikurim? The optimum time is Ma'atzeres V'alachag, from Shavuos until Sukkos. Before Shavuos, you can't bring Bikurim, because the Shtei Alechem has to be the first thing. If you have my Bikurim in school, that's the first thing you bring. After that is the best time because people are happy then, it's doing gathering in the fields, until Sukkos. Maybe the Kairi. You bring Bikurim and you lay in the parasha of Bikurim. Machag v'achanaka, it's not the same simcha, but you're still allowed to bring it. You can bring the Bikurim. Maybe v'enikari, you bring v'enikari. After Chanukah, Tol HaTzaris, you can't bring Bikurim at all, because it's not the man at all to bring Bikurim. But Kapari, learning for Smachta is that the best time to bring it is Matzaris v'achag, and that's when you may be v'kari. And that's when you learn that, you learn out aninus from that, you learn out this is the time when you're supposed to bring Bikurim. Torah Bar, Linton Abraisa. Lechem Oini. We're dashing from Lechem Oini to something else now. Prat L'cholot comes to exclude if the flour was, you poured hot water on the flour to like cook it a little bit before you did the kneading. That is not good for, you're not yotzi a mitzvah of matzah. And the reason is, because that makes it fancier, that's more a kasar and Lechem Oini, it's more like matzah ashira. Prat L'cholot. And it's all tumul and taisvis, that when is it chametz, when is it good, when is lechem oini, a lot of different gemaras. So taisvis talks about this, and it could be the only time it's not even considered bread. There's a tzad that if you cook something in water first, it's not called bread, it's only if it's blila raka. But blila ova, even if you cook something in water first, avada will be called lechem. And this is going to be more on tomorrow's daf amabez about cooking bread first, but we're not going to get into that right now. Right now it's a problem of lechem oini. Prat l'chalut, if you pour hot water on the flour, v'la shisha, that's a big bread. Big challah, big bread, a big matzah is no good. Big matzah, even though it's not chametz, it's no good to use for matzah, very big matzah.
Well, we have a problem with chametz over here if you pour in hot water. The only reason why, we said before, you can't push it.
Right. So you can't, I guess as far as you can knead it with warm water. Here you're cooking it. It's a different thing. Cooking something doesn't make something chametz. Here you cooked it. And that's this is like cooked bread. Like, it ain't like bagels. When the real make bagels, they first cook it, then they bake it. It's a whole shayla if that's called lechem or not, but that'll be in tomorrow's sugya. But here we're handling, even if it's called lechem, it's a different problem. It's a problem of lechem oin. But here it wasn't shayla chametz because you didn't knead it with hot water. You cooked it with hot water first. Prat l'cholot, v'la'ashish, making a big bread. You can't make a big matzah. Maybe if it has to be so poor, maybe you have to use pas kibir, which means pas that has all the bran in it, and it's not fine flour. Maybe it's mitzvah to use non-fine flour for matzahs. Tamalei matzahs riba, afilu ke matzahs shleima. Even like matzahs shleima, which Rashi says shoyim onig klam esalski, a very pure flour. Of course, you can use that. Just you can't use a big matzah or a chalat. Im kemat tamal v'lachem oini prat l'chalat v'ashisha. Where do you see the Lashon Hashisha? The Brice is calling it Hashisha. How do you know it's called Lashon Chashivas Hashisha? The Chassid, it says in the Pasuk, this is by David HaMelech, when he brought the Aron to Yerushalayim, and this is a famous, we have in the Haftarah, about where he was dancing crazily in front of the Aron, and Micha was not happy about it. In that parasha, it says that by Yechalek Kol Ha'om, David gave out goodies for everyone there when he was so happy about the Aron coming. He gave every single person in Klal Yisrael, Ishvat Isha, Leish got chalas lechem achas. He got a chala, v'eshbar echad, v'ashisha achas. V'omer Rabbi Chanan ba'aba, what's eshbar stand for? Echa v'ashisha par. He got 1/6 of a cow. A lot of meat they got. 1/6 of a cow. Ashisha, the drasha is, echa v'ashisha be'efa. 1/6 of an efa of flour or bread they got. And this plig of the Shmuel, the argon on Shmuel, the Amar Shmuel, Ashisha is garva de chamra, is a certain amount of wine. The chsiv, v'oyev Ashisha anavim. It's loshon Ashisha v'anavim. But the argon wants to use it for loshon Ashisha, a loshon of chashav v'chala. And actually, look at the Pirush Hanach, most Pirushim, all of them that I saw, all types like Shmuel. And I guess the reason is, because it says already, chalas lechem echas. It sounds like Ashisha achas is something, it's a drink. And then therefore, Shmuel's drasha is wine. But the Gemara has another drasha, Ashisha means, Lashon Echam Ashisha Be'efa. It's a play on the words. Ashpar is Echam Ashisha Be'par. And Ashisha is Echam Ashisha Be'efa, which means a certain amount of lechem. That's a right, that the word Ashisha means something chashav. It means something big or something chashav. And that's what it means over here, that something big. A big matzah is no good for Pesach, for matzahs.